Good morning.
8:10 a.m.
Yes, 8:10 a.m. Wednesday, the 29th of February, 2017. It is raw, cold, overcast, miserable. Miserable. It's not raining, at least not at the moment. They're calling for rain before noon. Wouldn't surprise me. It's 40 degrees, so it's too warm to rain. Too warm to snow. But I was really... Yeah, I had a whole lot of nope when I got up this morning. Today's a day off. I'm taking the day off. And I almost took a day off from the walk. The last week has been challenging, trying, invigorating, and for those who didn't see the notice yesterday, I finished the first draft of To Fire Called, and I like it. I like the ending. The ending took care of itself. I just had to write it. Trust Lois. Trust the characters, trust the story, trust the process, trust. The Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, Novelrama, I had 5K earmarked for yesterday to do 5,000 words, just to give myself a little bit of a break, take some of the pressure off, and to allow me to go to bed before 9 o'clock, which I didn't actually do, but that wasn't because I was up there up until 10:30 trying to find words to round out my 7,000 for the day. But I'm going to say late afternoon, I hit the last sentence. I thought I had a couple more chapters to go, but no. There's stuff I could have put in. There's some, you know, I could have done a lot of explicit resolution of some of the final problems, but... And I may go back and put it in. I may go back and do that. I may put another chapter in before the last one. I have to see. I have to see what it looks like when I read it. Read it from the beginning and see what themes have emerged. See what I need to put in. See what I might need to take out. But I'm going to give today... I'm gonna give myself a pass today. I was gonna work on mocking up South Coast. I might do that yet. I might. I have 3 blocks. I have 3 blocks, so I might spend 3 hours working on South Coast today. I want to play a game. I need a game to play. I want to do a game. I want to play. I want to do a little bit of brain. Brain work, not, it's like not necessarily brain scrub, but a little recovery period, because these last 5 days have been, wow. When the story started breaking open around Saturday afternoon, I was like, what the hell? What is going on here? And it just cruised. Which isn't to say that it was all straight cruising, but it was pretty cruisy. It was an interesting little tortie hiding in the bushes right there. sitting on top of the brick wall here, huddled underneath a spruce branch. Like, I couldn't actually see through the spruce branch to see her. I was careful not to look directly at her to spook her, but, or him, or whatever. Anyway, it was an interesting looking cat. And no, Ishmael didn't get a cat yet and yet. So I'm working up a little warmth here. My nose is still frozen. And it's too raw, it's too moist to leave my gloves off. At least so far. I may need to take them off later and bleed a little heat out, but at the moment. I haven't had any food this morning. I didn't get up and have my bagel with salmon this morning. I had a cup of coffee. That's about it. Played with some fans on the Golden Age of Solar Clipper Facebook group. I left a tease last night, a piece of dialogue. So there was a lot of commentary on it when I got up this morning. But I don't know if I want to do something silly like start a new Minecraft map or go play Banished for a while. I've sort of had my eye on, what the heck is the name of that? My kids play this game. I think it's one of the battle arena games, I think. I think it's classified as a battle arena. What is it called? Overwatch. It looks very anime-like. And it's apparently a very fast game, because I've watched over their shoulders a couple of times, and they choose a hero, and then when their team is complete and an opposing team is complete, then they go duke it out. And when the achievement is met, when the objective is captured or defended, game's over, new game. So that sounds like it might be fun. My problem is that I don't really have that the Twitch speed. I don't really know if I've got the killer instinct, whatever it is that lets PvP player versus player games work. I tried a couple. Eve actually had one, was a first person shooter, and you're broken into teams and your objective was to capture the flag, and it was sort of fun. It was sort of interesting. I kind of got the hang of playing it after a few months. Say it with me. Monk post. And yeah, I took my glove off. I may have to push the hood back. I'm building up a considerable amount of heat right now. Anyway, so I sort of got the hang of it, and there was a certain sense that it was kind of fun, because I wasn't really worried about losing material. I wasn't losing any levels. I wasn't, you know, I get killed like 27 times. And then just, you know, respawned and went right back at it. So there's no, when there's no downside to dying, I can see where that's potentially a lot of fun. Good morning. You look very cheerful for being bundled up and walking along. Well, there's that juniper spruce smell again. It drizzled most of the day yesterday. After I got back, it was pretty much a rainy day most of the day. It'd dry off for a bit, and then drizzle some more, and it'd dry off for a bit, drizzle some more. Maybe my lawn likes it. So, yeah, I mean, PvP in EVE Online is very much a learned skill, one I don't have, although I have trained some of the basic skills, like tackling and electronic warfare. But, you know, you sort of have to earn your chops with little cheap ships that you can replace a few hundred of without feeling a strain on your pocketbook. Because in EVE, if you lose a ship, you have to replace it yourself. You don't get it back. So, you know, getting a ship, getting a cheap frigate, getting it outfitted with anything reasonable is, you know, $1.5 million, maybe $2 million-esque. Which, you know, it's not a big amount of money. That's not, for new players, it's a huge amount of money. But for me, it's like, yeah, okay, I could do that, I suppose. They've just added a new display that shows your net worth, which totals your assets. I've got one character I know of that's got net worth of $11 billion, which is, that's a good amount of money. That's quite a lot. My knee is saying, hello, what are you doing? I think I stepped on it wrong. It'll straighten out here. Get home and get off it. Put my feet up. So yeah, I'm a bit rattled today. I'm a bit rattly this morning. I'm really excited. I'm really stoked about the book. I'm forcing myself to not open it back up again and dig right back in immediately, because I really need some downtime. Not going till you move. It's the small school bus that's going to be picking up this student in a wheelchair here. She has more stuff to do than I do. That's interesting. A robin crouched down in the road. I couldn't tell what it was because it was looking right straight at me. And it's literally flat on the road looking around. I don't know if it's okay or... It's up and running across the street now, so apparently it is. It was just hiding. It did a good job because I almost missed seeing it. And I walked by within like 10 feet. So yeah, I need a little downtime today. I need a little something. I need a little pew-pew. I need some food. I might need a nap. Run, Robin, run. Oh, it's a pair of mallards. Literally a pair, male and female mallard down here in this puddle. The puddle itself is so shallow, I'm not sure how. One of them is swimming in it, and the other one is standing. Just about enough water to cover his feet. Maybe it's a little bit shallow spot there. It's not uniformly flat on the bottom. I hope they're not planning on setting up a nest there because there's not going to be enough water to make it worthwhile in another couple of days. So Subnautica came out with a new release. I suppose I could play a little Subnautica. I'm not sure I'm down with the new release. They put in the patch that infects the player with the disease. And if you... I don't know if you die if you get the disease, but there was some talk about you. You only have 2 weeks to find the cure after you get the disease. So I don't know. It's a pretty game. It's sort of fun first dozen times. Playability sort of degrades when the game isn't complete, when all the pieces aren't in play, and you go, okay, let's find this piece, and then you look and 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 look, and only to discover that no, the piece doesn't exist yet. Now, I found the final pieces of it to be tedious. You know, a little bit of grinding in the beginning, yeah, fine. Game, you got to grind somewhere. You got to grind in the beginning to get things settled down, set up, and established. But once you do, then you should be able to move along. But the end game pieces that I've seen are unsatisfactory. Maybe I'll invest in Overwatch and do a little pew-pew. Maybe I'll just go do some mining in Eve. I don't know. I'll have to see. See what strikes my fancy when I get some food in my belly. Okay, and I didn't shut off the recorder before I started picking up the milk. That was kind of a mistake. Because now I've got to put everything down again. So I can say tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.